Cause then y'all.
And what?
And carrot.
Okay. Would you use another word besides carrot?
Oh yeah, totally. I packed it. Either one. We said you packed it. Packed it home or towed it home or something like that. Carried it home.
What does packed it mean?
Well, that's what I call it. You pack it home. You put it all in the same bag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put it in your arm. Then you walk home. Walk on with it. You carry it yourself. You pack it home.
You have to have your arms around it.
Yeah, arms around. Hold it. Hold it. Yeah, so you pack it. Yeah, if you told it, well, you're going to be a problem.
A sack. You put it in a sack.
Uh-huh.
You put it on your shoulder and you'd be toting it. You know, you're toting it.
Like Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's Santa Claus sack. That's toting it.
And you might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so.
That stove is very hot. Don't touch it. Find my hammer. Go get my hammer.
And you say you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And you say I threw it and he
fished it.
Or he
caught it.
And you say I've been fishing all day, but I haven't
caught anything.
And you say there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
I'll wait for it.
And say if you're about to punish a child, he might say, "Don't punish me. Just give me another."
Working.
Or don't punish me yet. Give me another.
Can.
And you say if a man's in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good.
Good spirit, good. If a man was in a
good mood.
Good mood.
Another way of saying that. Say he's in a very good.
Spirit. Huh? See.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, you'd say that he's got a good sense of
humor.
Okay. And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
something to kill them with or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, or get mm-hmm. one of them. Get.
I can't think of what you call it.
Do you say get shed of them or get rid of them?
Yeah, get rid of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you ever say get shed of them?
Yeah, that's right. Get shed of them. Say get rid of them. Yeah, get shed of them or get rid of them or something like that.
Which one would you say?
Well, I would say he get rid of them. Either one or do, mm-hmm. you know. But I get some stuff from the company and I'll get rid of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, get shed of them. That's all. I call that all the same. It mm-hmm. means the same thing, but just different.
He said he didn't know what was going on, but he
found that.
He knew it all. You said he made out like he knew it all, or he acted as if he knew it all. How'd you say that?
Well, I would say he probably acted like he knew it all.
Okay. And say, if a boy left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, he'd say, I bet somebody
got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What other word might he use?
Somebody stole it. Yeah, something like that. Somebody
uh-huh.
picked it up or something like that.
Uh-huh. And he said, well, you have a better memory than I do because I can't
remember. Same thing or something like that.
Okay. And you say, I just a letter.
I just wrote him a letter. Read or wrote or whatever you call it.
Okay. You say, yesterday he what me a letter. Yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And you say, tomorrow I'll